Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is here, so you can hop on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. And thanks for coming up and doing the show this morning.
You're welcome. No problem.
How you doing?
I'm great.
You're great?
I'm great.
Has this been one of the odder off seasons for you? I mean,
my off season's been pretty great, actually. Haven't been really unique or anything.
Nothing
for me personally.
Nothing unique for you. I mean, what about how do you as a leader and a guy who's done this before? Do you come into spring training and talk to guys and go whether it's what's going on from a Cora situation or a Mookie situation or a sign stealing situation? You come in and tell guys that it's got to be about baseball. Like, what's your approach?
You just talk to guys normal. I mean, I don't think our immediate conversations is worrying about any of that. I think it's just kind of us rekindling, kind of finding out how each other's doing, how each other's family's been and things like that. We don't necessarily bring that stuff up until we're asked questions about it.
You going to miss Alex?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We talked a little bit the other day with Nathan Eovaldi, just kind of what he was like from a manager perspective. And, I mean, you guys really, really appreciated what he brought to the table.
Yeah. He was a guy who really loved the game. And, we gravitated towards that just because, he loved doing his job. And obviously, making us better ball players, making sure we were very cohesive and just win. That's what it's all about.
You feel like the Red Sox made the right decision on that, or do you wish that they had waited a while when it came to Alex?
I don't know. I don't know about what what's right and right and wrong decision. I kind of leave that up to the personnel that handles that job.
That's out of my
jurisdiction.
Above your pay grade.
That's out of my jurisdiction. Yeah.
Well, what can you tell us about Ron?
Ron's great. Very intellectual man. Been around the game for a long time, and he has a lot to share, a lot to offer in this game, and I think guys will really look forward to his leadership.
So when it comes to this offseason of a lot of change, obviously there's the managerial issue and then the ongoing investigation, which I know no comment on because we're going to let the process play out, but also the departure of David and Mookie. What's the first thing that you'll miss about both of those guys?
Just seeing them.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. They were like brothers, a great, great, great friendship. And, obviously you never want to see guys that you go to battle with every single day gone. But as we all know, it's the nature of the business. And, you just wish them nothing but the best and continue to move forward.
Yeah, the rotation will obviously miss David. The lineup will miss Mookie as well. But in terms of the outfield, now look, there have been times we've watched you play and we feel like you could probably just put you out there and you could cover left, right, and center. You made so many amazing plays. How do you make up for losing Mookie, who was a great outfielder and had a cannon for an arm out and right? Does that make your job a little more difficult?
No, I think everybody should just, play their game.
Do their job.
Don't try to, be something that you're not, obviously. Having Marcus in the lineup, he's a great player, one of the top players in the game. And I think if anybody presses to try to replicate him, then you're not doing yourself a service. So just play your game and, what trust what you have and get the job done.
Is it hard to focus on business from your perspective when you have when you look at somebody like Mookie who's not here? When you think about, hey, the organization, I wish they could have found a way to get it done with Mookie. Does that interfere when it comes to your thoughts at all?
No, not with my psyche at all. It's one of those things where you just try to focus on what you can control and kind of go from there. So, that I'll let them handle their business and I'm going to handle mine on the field.
When it comes to Boston and playing in Boston, are you somebody who has enjoyed that experience? We were talking with Chaim Bloom yesterday about the expectations of, never mind the media, but of the fans. Do you thrive on that?
I'm so even keel that I'm not really swayed one way or the other. I just go out there, try to play the game the right way, and help my team win. Those are my main focuses.
When it comes to the Astros, what do you think it's going to be like when they face other teams this season?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's one of those things where we're going to all wait and see. And
you think guys are going to throw at them?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't want anybody to, get injured or anything like that. But I'm not certain how it's gonna play out.
But as a player, are you pissed at them? Do you think that what they did brought shame to the game? Did you hear their apologies yesterday?
I didn't hear their apologies. Yeah. Obviously, you see quotes and stuff like that. But I'm focused on the Red Sox, and I'm sure their whole thing will play out. Obviously, there were some wrongs, but as being humans, you always try to look to, do better because we're not perfect, and to cast judgment on other people is, you're not perfect either. So yeah. As long as we continue to better ourselves as people, players, and move forward, that's what the main goal is.
Well, yeah, I played a little ball myself in Little League, so I know this. You know this. I mean, sign stealing is a part of the game. As a player, do you look at it and say it's not really that big of a deal because we're all trying to get an advantage, or do you feel like there are points where it can become egregious?
I just learned about this whole sign stealing once I got to the big leagues. So it's not something that I've done for a long time. It was eye opening. But as you said, it's part of the game, and that's why there's always multiple signs being distributed. So we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to win, and stuff happens.
Did you ever hear the loud trash can banging and wonder what was going on?
No, I didn't. I'm in center field.
I don't think I'm gonna hear it.
I can hear it out there.
Say, I know you got some superpowers with some of the catches you make, but if you can hear that, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that would be impressive.
Supersonic hearing.
And this is we're in your hometown area here. You're from Naples, right down the street.
I live there. I live there.
Yeah.
So I know, Jackie, your mom played a big role in your life growing up, and I always love to hear about the significance that players have as it relates to their numbers and things in their lives. So can you tie in number 19 to your mom for us? Because I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I was born in 1990, but mm-hmm. What your reference is, my mom was in labor with me for 19 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope you bought her a house or something.
we both almost... Not to bring the mood down, we both almost passed.
Wow.
My mom had a tumor in her pituitary gland that she had to get removed.
Wow.
So that was causing a little difficulty, and that's why she was in labor with me for so long.
And your parents were pretty strict when you were growing up. How do you think that's helped set you up for success later on in life, especially with your career?
I don't like to say the word strict, okay. Just because it gets a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. I would just say pretty straightforward.
Okay.
You know, I tried to make sure I obviously stayed out of trouble, that I focused on things that they felt were important, and obviously I thought was important, because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't do it the right way. But yeah, they really focused on making sure that you know, I had a good background, solid background, in order to move forward and hopefully become successful one day.
Nice.
The outfield was a real constant for years here with the Killer Bees, and now as Mookie departs, it's you and Ben Attendee, and now you're welcoming in two new guys. The Verdugo trade, I'm not sure if you've had much chance to interact with him. And
no, I
haven't yet. Okay, and they just announced that Kevin Pillar is coming in on a one-year deal. So what will the process be like sort of bringing these guys in and getting them up to speed with how you guys do business in the outfield?
Yeah, I think that's obviously what, you know, spring training is kind of all about. Not only is everybody kind of getting back into the routine of things, but, you know, you start seeing new faces, and they're learning you. They're trying to get a read on you, get a feel on you. And, you know, it, for the most part, it's pretty good. I mean, being down here is a great setting for that. It's warm. People are happy. People are smiling. And we all like to get in our routines.
Mm-hmm.
And once things get going, you know, guys, they start learning each other and seeing how each other ticks, and, you know, it's a good learning experience.
People are smiling because the beers at Twin Peaks are only $3.
Well, there you go. I mean, as long as people are smiling.
And ice cold, and the weather, too. But, you know, you came up in 13, so technically this is almost like this is year 8 for you. So do you take on a little bit of a leadership role this year now? Do you embrace that?
I embrace it all. You know, I like to think that the amount of years that you've been in the game doesn't equate necessarily to leadership. You know, guys can lead from an early age as well. I think it's just how you go about your business and making sure you do it, or try to do it the right way. You know, a lot of people and, I guess, members of, you know, maybe the media like to equate statistics to whether they think this person should be a leader, or they think just because they had a great year or then they for sure should be a leader. No, I mean, a leader can be someone who he talks about it, who is that great example of how to play the game. There's a lot of guys who necessarily might not have those statistical numbers, but they're leaders as well. So
like a Brock Holt kind of guy?
Brock's great. Yeah. Brock's amazing. He's a leader. We have a lot of leaders, a lot of guys who have that leadership capability, and I don't think it's fair to necessarily put it all on one person's shoulder.
Well, that also happens, I think, from a fan perspective and a media perspective.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I'd be interested kind of in hearing from you about David Price. Like, I think a lot of us from the outside thought David Price was a jerk.
Right.
You know, you guys, I'm sure, maybe you'll say he was, but I mean, was he the same? Was the guy that we saw the same guy that you saw?
Absolutely not. You know, we have definitely different perspectives of DP, and that's okay. Everyone's, you know, entitled to their opinion, and they'll talk about their experiences. But I can only talk from my experience, and he's a great teammate. He's a great person, great family man, and
great Fortnite player.
Yeah, from what I hear. I haven't played him.
Oh, you haven't played him?
I haven't played him. Nah, no. I played PUBG.
Oh.
So I really didn't get into the Fortnite as big as everybody else did. But that's okay. I mainly want to say that everybody has their opinion and to, you know, who they think a person is. But, you know, as anyone probably will say, inside the clubhouse, inside our space, he was great. He tried to make the clubhouse as easygoing as possible. He was always there for us, and, you know, he's going to be missed.
And speaking of things that we as fans or we as media think, did Mookie want to stay here? Because I think there's a prevailing opinion that maybe he didn't. In your discussions with Mookie, did he want to be here?
Why is that opinion that he wouldn't want to be here?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
One of those things that gained traction. I guess people thought, well, if he isn't going to take what could be perceived to be a team-friendly deal or some sort of hometown discount, that he must not want to be here.
So why necessarily would he have to take a discount?
I want to get it out there. He would have, if the Red Sox were able to get to where he wanted to be, he would be here.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, all I know is he wanted to go to free agency, and he has that right. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. He wanted to get to free agency, no matter what it was, and he's been consistent. Like, don't act like he's switched up his mind along the way. He's been consistent from day one. I'm going to wait till I get to free agency. Nice. I'm going to wait till I get to free agency.
Yeah.
We're going to offer you this for three. I'm going to wait till I get to free agency. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he didn't flip-flop. Yeah, he didn't flip-flop. So, the whole narrative that he didn't want to be here, I don't think is fair.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is our guest here in Fort Myers. What do you think of the speed of the game? And do you think that baseball needs to try to figure ways to speed the game up a little bit? Or do you like it just the way it is?
Leave the game alone, man. it's just a lot of extra stuff. Just, you shouldn't have to have anybody thinking about anything. The whole three batter minimum thing. Just why? Just, I'm going to have to agree with Trevor Bauer on this. Like, just market the players. The players, not worried about necessarily the speed of the game.
All right. Ken's glad to hear that. Ken, you probably have a question. I know.
Of course.
I know you have. What do you want
to ask? Back to free agency. I wanted to ask Jackie about his personal situation. I know you were on with Rob Bradford last year, and you mentioned that you were looking forward to it yourself. And I think at the time you mentioned extension had not been discussed here. Are both of those things still true?
100% still true.
And you'd be open to them coming and talking to you today?
I'm always open.
Always open.
I'm a pretty open book. Right. Nothing wrong with talking.
You're like Store 24. You're always
Store 24.
Yes, Motel 6.
Do they have Store 24? Yes. I just want to ask, the other day Nathan Eovaldi said that he sort of relished the role that maybe some expectations or pressure may be off of you guys now. The people may be sort of sleeping on the Red Sox a little bit this year. You know, the Yankees, the big signing with Gerrit Cole and the lineup that they have and that bullpen. Do you relish? I mean, you strike me as someone who relishes every opportunity, but do you think that maybe people are sleeping on the Red Sox this year and you embrace that?
I'm not worried. I don't really know what other people are thinking. I'm sure there's comments that, obviously, when you're losing one of the best players in the game, your team's going to be different. One of the elite pitchers in our game for over the past, say, 10 years. And there's going to be different varying opinions. But at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and play the game. I've never seen paper win a game. You got to go out there and compete. And you never know who's going to win. What's going to happen? A lot of people like to make predictions and stuff like that, but a lot of people are wrong, too. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just got chills.
Yeah. I know.
I like it.
We're getting to, it's just great to actually hear it from the players. It's very easy, like Jackie just said, to sit back, look at paper and computer screens and say, like, well, there's a lot of subtraction and not the same kind of addition we'd expect, so we're not giving them the fighting chance. We come down here, you get into it. Now, all of a sudden, like, let's play ball. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by this morning.
You're welcome.
What's the day like today? What do you get? Do you get breakfast? Do they hook
you up with it? Yeah. I'm going to go get some breakfast.
How's the food? Is it?
It's really good.
Is it good?
Especially the bacon.
Yeah. The bacon. Oh, you like a big bacon guy?
I love bacon.
I can't believe we went this entire interview without talking about food.
No food talk. This is so unlike the show.
Where's the best place to eat in Naples?
Ooh. Man, I don't want to mess up all my
my
good stuff with the other restaurants.
Let me give you a rec, Jackie. Captain and Crew Restaurant by the Cambier Playground in Naples. The smoked fish spread is the best thing in Naples.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How about this? I'll say one of the good spots here up in Fort Myers.
Okay.
I got to keep all my Naples restaurants happy.
Your connects.
Yeah.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with Fancy's.
Fancy's?
Yeah.
Is that a chain?
It's not a chain.
A lot of chains
right
down
off
here.
That's off of Daniels Parkway. If you're, would that be north or south?
South.
Yeah. Fancy's. It's a southern kitchen place. Nice. A little chicken and waffles type place.
Nice.
And Greg will be there in 3, 2, yes. 1.
Well, I mean, there's also the Waffle House. Really, I mean, if it's busy at Fancy's.
Fancy's,
it blows the Waffle House away?
Yeah.
You wear glasses. I don't know if you're equipped to go to Waffle House.
Where do you like to eat when you're in Boston?
I love the North. I love North End.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Italian food. I mean, I love seafood, too.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, Mr. Nick Verano.
Yes, Nicky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like to go to Strega?
I love to go to Strega.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to Del Frisco as well.
Yeah.
Fenway, I always go here all the time. Thornton's Fenway Grill.
Oh.
Right there on, I think, is it Peterborough?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's literally like 2 blocks from Fenway. Marty, I always go there as well pretty often. I just love to eat.
You love to eat. Same here. Same here. We look a little different, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know. I think it's the workout routine, maybe.
Maybe it's the heat, too.
Maybe. Could be the heat. That's why I'm sweating.
Right.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, thanks for being on this morning. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody's rooting for you.
I appreciate it.
And that's Jackie Bradley Jr.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.